Back in March, when worsening coronavirus conditions prompted Governor Gavin Newsom to enact a mandatory stay-at-home order, essential workers were deemed an exception to the rule. 1 in 5 of these essential workers come from the food and agriculture industry, where fewer than 1% of labor is unionized, and worker protections are comparatively weak. On top of lax working conditions, a shortage of seasonal housing forces many farm workers to live in cramped quarters. Farm workers are 3 times more likely to contract the virus than workers in any other industry. Assemblymember Robert Rivas, who heads the Assembly Agriculture Committee, represents the Central Valley farming community and introduced the California COVID-19 Farm Worker Relief Package, he says, to protect essential workers providing much of the nation's food supply.
It is my top priority to keep our agriculture industry strong and competitive, and it would be impossible to achieve that without a healthy workforce. Altogether, this legislative package promises needed relief on a variety of fronts for our state's farm and other agricultural workers who, as the data has made very, very clear, are among the most vulnerable for exposure to COVID-19.
Included in the relief package are 2 action requests that the governor's office prioritize farm worker access to protective equipment, PPE, emergency temporary housing, and COVID-19 testing centers, and 3 articles of legislation expanding worker protections and access to telehealthcare and judicial services. Irene de Baraicua represents Lideres Campesinas, a network of women and farm worker leaders.
There's still a lot of work that needs to be done with COVID-19, stopping the spread of this virus, securing the ag industry, the food system overall, and the public's health. We have found that what exactly we were trying to prevent has happened. We've seen outbreaks that many of our members, you know, in places that they work, in places that they live. And it's very frustrating. It's frustrating because at times you feel powerless. And many of our members have spoken up, have been testimonies to this. They've lost their jobs for speaking up.
Assemblymember Lorena Gonzalez of San Diego is chair of the California Latino Caucus and co-author on the relief package. She believes that now, not only with the pandemic, but also the most devastating fire season in California history, the importance of farm worker health and safety protections are increasingly self-evident.
As chair of the California Latino Caucus, we have been proud to partner and highlight these bills throughout this year. This is a priority. When we started it in April, it was all about COVID. We knew that we needed to take a second look. We didn't know how bad it would get, and it did get bad. It has gotten bad for our agricultural workers, and we know that they're disproportionately affected by the COVID crisis. But now we have on top of that wildfires that are forever, every day, really testing the will of our state to protect agricultural workers.
Despite the coronavirus pandemic and unprecedented fires, farm workers are still laboring in agricultural fields, many in areas with unhealthy air quality. According to a recent UCLA study on public health, since the coronavirus pandemic began, Latinos living in California, who make up 92% of farm workers, have faced a 5-fold increase in deaths. According to the relief package's sponsors, Governor Newsom has made good on the 2 resource requests for PPE, testing, and temporary housing units, but has yet to sign any of the 3 bipartisan bills providing greater worker protection and expanded legal and health services before California's September 30th legislative deadline. This is Noah Litwer reporting from Oakland, California.